A Jewish Journal article. Spielberg, Gyllenhaal, Garfield among 2022 Jewish Oscar nominees. JTA, Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, drew 7 Oscar nominations Tuesday, including Best Picture and Best Director. Spielberg's Best Director nomination makes the Jewish Hollywood legend one of only 4 filmmakers in history to ever be nominated at least 8 times for Best Director. 2 of the others are also Jewish. The third is Martin Scorsese. He has won the award twice before, for Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan. With this nomination, Spielberg also makes history as the only director to have ever been nominated for the award across 6 different decades, beginning with his nod in 1978 for Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Spielberg, Maggie Gyllenhaal and Andrew Garfield were the most prominent Jews to nab Oscar nods this year. The year's nominations also included a high-profile Jewish snub, West Side Story, screenwriter Tony Kushner failed to score a Best Adapted Screenplay nomination. Gyllenhaal got a Best Adapted Screenplay nomination for her take on The Lost Daughter, based on the Elena Ferrante novel, which she also directed. The Lost Daughter also received nominations for Lead and Supporting Actress. Gyllenhaal has received 1 other Oscar nomination, for Best Supporting Actress for 2009's Crazy Heart. Elsewhere in the acting categories, Jewish star Andrew Garfield was nominated for Best Actor for his portrayal of Jewish playwright Jonathan Larson in the musical Tick, Tick, Boom. The movie was based on Larson's own stage show and also received a nomination for Best Editing. It's Garfield's 2nd acting nomination. His first was for starring in Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge. And Kristen Stewart, who started her performing career by singing the dreidel song at a school Hanukkah concert, received a Best Actress nomination for playing Princess Diana in Spencer, her first nomination. Jewish actress and rock musician Ilana Haim, who was expected to be a contender for her debut lead performance in Licorice Pizza, did not receive a Best Actress nomination, though the film, about a young Jewish woman's coming of age in 1970s Los Angeles, received 3, including Best Picture. Veteran Jewish screenwriter Eric Roth, already an Oscar winner for Forrest Gump, was nominated again in the adapted screenplay category for co-writing the script to the sci-fi epic Dune, with John Spaihts and the film's director, Denis Villeneuve. Dune nabbed 10 nominations in total, including Best Picture. And David Sirota, a progressive journalist and former Bernie Sanders staffer who has tweeted about his Judaism as well as his criticism of Israel, was nominated in the original screenplay category for collaborating with Adam McKay on the climate change satire Don't Look Up, which received 4 total nominations, including Best Picture. In the music category, longtime recording artist Diane Warren received her 13th Oscar nomination for penning the original song, Somehow You Do, from the film, 4 Good Days, performed in the film by country star Reba McEntire. Warren, whose other hit songwriting credits include Rhythm of the Night and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, grew up in a Jewish family in Los Angeles and has said her father changed their last name from Wolfberg to sound less Jewish. Despite her large stack of nominations, she has never won. 3 of the 5 nominated composers in the original score category have Jewish backgrounds. Nicholas Britell, nominated for Don't Look Up, Hans Zimmer, nominated for Dune, and Johnny Greenwood, nominated for his work on the moody Western, The Power of the Dog, by director Jane Campion. Greenwood, also a member of the band Radiohead, is married to Israeli artist Sharona Katten, who has told Israeli media that the couple raises their kids Jewish. The Power of the Dog received 12 nominations in total, including Best Picture, and is considered a favorite to win. One under-the-radar Jewish snub came in the Best Documentary Short category, where the animated documentary, Camp Confidential, America's Secret Nazis, about Jewish soldiers in World War II assigned to look after a secret Nazi POW camp on American soil, failed to make the cut. However, another short documentary with Jewish connections did score a nomination. When We Were Bullies, directed by Jay Rosenblatt, a longtime independent filmmaker who also currently works as program director at the San Francisco Jewish Film Festival. In Rosenblatt's film, he explores his own complicity in a school bullying incident decades prior. Meanwhile, The Tragedy of Macbeth, the Shakespeare adaptation from writer-director Joel Coen, did not score any nominations for Coen but did earn 3 other nominations, including Best Actor for star Denzel Washington. Announced in a virtual ceremony co-hosted by Black-ish star Tracy Ellis Ross, whose dad is Jewish, the nominations made room for some guest appearances. One visitor who dropped in was TikTok star and movie enthusiast Reese Feldman, who also worked as a production assistant on the set of the upcoming fourth season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and has made videos poking fun at his Judaism.